One of the topics that we've been focusing on the modeling program is with regards to Islamic social etiquettes. One of the most basic etiquettes is with regards to greeting. We've been advised not only to greet, but to spread the greeting of Islam. Afshu salam. So whenever we greet, as a Muslim, whenever we meet, we should say assalamu alaikum. And in reply, the one should who responds to that should say wa alaikum assalam. And if the person greeting adds wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, or even the responder, and then that would be more rewarding. When replying to salam, one should make it verbally and not sign. Sometimes, you know, someone greets you and you just make a sign or you acknowledge with the head. That is not the response that we've been taught from the sunnah. It is compulsory to reply to a salam that is made to you. And if it's written or it's sent in an SMS or in a WhatsApp, then too, it is necessary for you to respond. Now, we should try to avoid using the abbreviation of SLMZ or anything like that. Write it out and now you have an Arabic keyboard. You're able to write out the words of salam. So use the technology in a positive manner. Sometimes we find situations where someone is engrossed in a conversation or in some work, and then there are those who come into your place and they want to demand attention. So they'll come in, walk into the office, and then start greeting every person, take out time. Now, you know, sometimes it may be good to foster mutual love in that way. Others, it may be disturbing someone who's involved in something, someone who's involved in a conversation, in a call. So it shouldn't be that you are attracting attention to yourself. In a gathering where talk or discussion is taking place, a person should not draw attention to themselves by making salam loudly or coming in and making an appearance. Rather, you should lower your gaze, enter, sit down silently, and later when the opportunity arises, then you do make salam. On the other hand, you have people who are involved in dhikr, tilawa, a lecture, a daras, anything like that. So it would be undesirable for you to disturb that person, or even someone eating, relieving themselves. These are natural activities that a person has to engage in. So while someone is in that, then one should not disturb that person. An important point is very often people say, convey my salam. And you say, yes, I will do that. If you say, yes, I will do that, then it becomes necessary for you to do that. If you say, I'll try, if I remember, then yes, you then absolve yourself. But if you say, yes, I'll do that, then you have undertaken, you've taken a responsibility upon yourself, and you need to fulfill that responsibility. When making salam, when meeting elders, one should do that in a dignified manner. One should lower your voice. You shouldn't do it in such a way that conveys arrogance or disrespect. An important point with regards to salam is that when one enters the home to make salam, it is sunnah to make salam when entering a home, and to do it in such a voice that the inhabitants of the house can hear you. However, if people are sleeping, then to make salam in a tone that those who are awake will able to hear, and those who are sleeping are not inconvenienced. If we only implement just this one aspect, that when we come home, we greet and we present ourselves with the countenance that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do in terms of how he met people, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu described Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as being someone who they've never seen anyone smile more than they've seen him. So if we enter the home in that way, where the husband and the wife are both, greeting each other in a loving tone and presenting themselves according to the sunnah, that will really foster love and unity. And these are times where we need to really work at building bonds, building relations, connecting with our beloved ones, so that we have strong relations. And in that is our security from all the fitnas and all the trials and trials that we have in this era. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. So we've been focusing on the aspect of Mu'ashara, which is Islamic social etiquette. And this is one of the chapters of deen that is overlooked. People don't consider it to be part of deen. People have excluded it, and we limit our religious activities to our ibadat, our acts of worship and belief. And we don't consider, we don't pay much attention to how we deal with one another, how we come across, how we present ourselves, when the fact of the matter is that this is also an integral part of our deen, and we cannot separate any aspect of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding.